But do you have a lot of confidence heading into this series coming after a really great road trip?
Well, anytime you have success, you know, it does lead to confidence. You know, our group getting through that 10-day road trip, it was a challenge. Really proud of the guys, and you know, coming back home, it feels good. We haven't got our feet on the ground, but definitely feels good to be home. No, I can't go into detail, Matt, on the COVID stuff. You know, we did have to make some moves. Got a couple new guys here, you know, as I've always said, it's the adversity, the challenges. Our mindset is it's the next man up.
Has it been just kind of sign of the times for the last couple of years, just to be able to have to adjust and?
Yeah, I would say definitely for all of us, right? Not just in the sports world, but in life, we definitely have been faced with some challenges. I think the way you handle those challenges, you know, enables you to either get through them quicker, take it on, and move forward. You know, and I think it's the game of baseball, any sport really is a reflection of life. And so my message is always like, hey, stay positive, optimism wins, right?
How difficult was it logistically, just with the Toronto aspect, and then coming here and playing the next day?
I mean, it's the baseball. It's a season, an MLB season. You know, sometimes you wish for days off. Would today have been a great day to get settled in? Sure. But the reality is we're here, and we've got a game in front of us, and that's our focus. Our focus is to go out and prioritize winning today.
I know you're not supposed to talk about the COVID or mention it, but you were in Toronto, and they have very strict protocol there about COVID. Did those players remain behind, or were they allowed to leave the country?
We all are here, and that's about as much as I can tell you based on the COVID stuff. Yeah.
What kind of an impression did Nick Allen just make this time in spring? I know it's a pretty good spring at the plate, and we've all seen the defense. But,
I couldn't be happier for the kid. You know, he really did get after it in spring training. He left an impression that he's matured as a player. His approach at the plate was evident that he's really focused on getting more discipline in the strike zone, hitting more line drives. We all know he can play defense. That's not a question. So happy for Nick. I'm excited to welcome him in when he gets here.
You've had home openers before, obviously, in this position, how could this be different than once previously?
Well, I got no control over what happens really today. The anxiety and, yeah, right, you know. I'm excited. I think, you know, thinking about this day since I was named manager, mm-hmm. You know, I know that there's going to be some anxiety about it. But really, I think as a group, we all kind of were wondering if we're the last team to actually have a home opener since we've been on the road for 10 days. And in some ways, it might have helped our club be on the road for 10 days. You know, it definitely brought us closer as a unit. We got a chance to really spend some quality time with each other, and I think it was reflective of how we ended the road trip and performed.
What have you learned about the fan base in the 6 years that you've been here?
They're loyal. We got a great group of fans that support this team. That have supported this team since I played for the Oakland A's, the right field bleachers, the left field bleachers, you know, so excited to see the support tonight. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, we're going to go out and you know, hopefully be a reflection of this community, which is a grind, grit mentality.
How's it going?
Good.
What can you tell fans? Because you know them as well as anyone, having played here and coached here. But the team is really downsized more than ever. And yeah, you're coming off 5-5. Maybe they don't recognize a lot of your guys. But what can you tell them that would make them excited as you are?
I can hear Tony Kemp's excitement out there.
Yeah.
Be patient. Watch us. You know, we're going to play with an energy and a fight that I talked about for the last 10 days. We held our ground against three, you know, playoff caliber teams. You know, we're gonna compete to win, and that's how we take the field every day, with that mindset that we're gonna win today, and that's what's really important.
And does it matter that, like, you know, third baseman is finally getting a couple hits, the center fielder's played well. The guys who got the big trades, that they're performing, is that a help?
This group isn't about individuals by any measure, and we're not here to prove trades. We're here to play baseball. These guys' mindset is they've got this opportunity in front of them to really establish themselves. But our group is, I think the road trip really showed that we're going to use everybody, and we continue to show that with the moves we've made, the guys that we're bringing here to the big leagues. They were a part of our group in spring training, and the message in spring training was, go be prepared. If you don't break with us, you're going to contribute, to our success and have an impact at this with our team. And so far, I think the inclusiveness has really helped to some of our success.
So this isn't really a perfect world situation that you're coming home to because the COVID kind of hit you guys. That's kind of ace baseball, though, right? Always the underdog, always needed to prove. Beyond what people think of you?
Well, for our group, we're not really concerned about what people think of us first. We're really focused on just the day at hand and how we go and compete. And, we understand our group. The success we had on the road lied with us playing good defensively. We had a great success in hitting with runners in scoring position. So if we do the little things and we play a clean game, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win every night.
With Lou Trevino and the COVID list, what are your plans to close games in this series?
Well, if you've watched the last 10 games, there really hasn't been an established role. I think we're going to give these guys the best opportunity for success and match them up throughout the lineup, throughout the course of the game. Danny Jimenez closed us out one game, got his first major league save. He's a guy that has some experience in that role. Justin Grimm has some experience in the role. But really, I'm confident in these guys down there. They've done a great job, whether it was keeping us in games or holding our leads on this road trip. So we're gonna match up down there.
What kind of protocol do you have for these guys? Is something day by day? How many days are you gonna miss the guys that are in the COVID list?
Yeah, all the COVID protocols are written by Major League Baseball, so we have no control over how many days. I don't know the specifics to the details, but I know they're listed under the MLB rules. So I'm not sure if you can obtain a copy of that, but I'm not 100% correct on my knowledge of the days and the limitations to what they can do.
Jimenez has got a breaking pitch, at least in the games on TV, it looked like, that has almost no sideways break to it, like straight down. Is that a slider? Is that an unusual slider?
Jared, I'm not giving that tip. It gives the hitters an understanding of what it does. So, it's a breaking ball. And that's what we're going to classify it as, Jerry. He throws a pretty good breaking ball.
The offensive numbers are pretty good over the road trip. You mentioned with runners in scoring position. You have Tommy and Chris as hitting coaches, but Darren and Eric have also been in that sort of role too. Do they kind of chime in from time to time? And how much does it help to have this group of coaches?
I think we have 8 hitting coaches out of 9 staff members. So. We know better as former hitting coaches as to chime in. Tommy and Chris are doing a great job with these guys. Again, we have some experienced hitters that are also impactful in sending messages from their experience here. But as a group, couldn't be happier with the guys' approach and really commitment to grind out at bats.
What's Pache's best tool or
all of them. Posh again is he's got all the tools to be really successful at this game. We're going to continue to be patient with him in his maturation process. We're going to continue to coach him on a daily basis and show him how much we really love him and let him be himself. That's big on our end is empowering these guys, teaching them alongside of them and letting them be themselves.
Anyone he reminds you of is center fielder, kind of all around.
I wish I could say myself, but he's better. So, he flares the Andrew Jones. He definitely, I think that's someone he looks up to. He goes and gets it, and he plays the game hard. There's a little bit of style to it that I appreciate in life. It's always fun and refreshing to to watch a young kid go out and you know, have some success, and yet understand that, that, you know, there's a lot to learn and a lot to mature from here. So.
You mentioned the grit. I feel like that's kind of a characteristic with this team, but couldn't that be the same case when back to your playing days and your different coaching role? I feel like that's the A's all day. Right?
A's way. Yeah. It's a grit mentality. It's a commitment and perseverance to a long-term goal, and we know what our goal is, and you know, we're going to focus on the day and see, you know, if we can maximize our opportunities today, and if not, we'll turn the page and go after it tomorrow.
Has there been anything you've learned new over the last 10 days, your first 10 days in the bigs? Is there something new?
Yeah, that I got so much responsibility and don't have any free time to have fun. but no, it's all seriousness. You know, the magnitude of the role, you can't understand it until you get in this position. And, you know, you're always available, and you take the wins and losses personally. Whereas, you know, not to say that players don't, not to say that coaches don't, but I've been a player, I've been a coach, and now I feel completely responsible when we don't win, and that's a change. It's impactful, but you know what? I also have to tell myself and remind myself that, you know, you do everything you can to give these guys the best opportunities for success. And if it doesn't work out that night, you know, again, you start fresh the next day.
Are you a dweller about losing?
No, not a dweller by any means. Once I leave this clubhouse, you know, my focus becomes what's not next important, but the most important thing, which is family. So, yeah, balancing that is a difficult transition at times. But you know, I got the full support of a 14-year-old son that lets me know when I make mistakes.
Don't they all?
Right.
Did you say?
Hey, this is a lot longer session than normal, right?
I mean, opening day.
Okay. Yeah.
The A's way,
yeah.
What is the A's way?
Well, the A's way is to grind it out. You know, it's not to focus on what we don't have, but what we do have, and what we have is each other. We have a unit here that believes in each other. You know, and that's kind of what formed when I was here. I think maybe even before I was here, that you know, we're not caught up in what the outside amenities per se, and the fact that, you know, we may not have the largest crowds, but it doesn't bother us. We're going to go out and play baseball and be together and have fun doing it. So.
If I could just clarify something for you. When you said we all are here, does that mean everybody that went on the last trip with you that was in Toronto traveled back to the Bay with you guys?
Yes, everyone traveled back with us.
Okay. Is there a plan for the next step that you can go about?
Yeah, so Cap's headed to Vegas. And he'll have his next rehab start in Vegas.
Would it be whatever 5 days?
Yeah, it's 5 days from when he threw in Stockton. So is that the 20th? Correct.
Yeah. The three guys that were added today, are they here?
They're on their way.
They're on their way.
Yeah. So the they should be, as long as Southwest gets them here. By the way, I love Southwest.
Oh, me too. The best.
They get you to point A to point B.
Two bags.
Right.
Make sure you check in 24 hours before.
That's true, unless you're a premier flyer. Whatever. Yeah, is that
business.
Premier? Yeah, business premier.
All right. Thank